Hey, everybody, and welcome to another Proudmouth team feature. Today, we're talking to Robin. Now, Robin has been with us for a while now. Robin, how long have you been with us now?
Just about 4 years.
Are you freaking serious?
Yeah, I'm one of the original six.
Well, I know that. I feel like you've been with us since the beginning, but you've been with us since the beginning.
Yeah.
And so the first question I'm going to ask you has everything's changed so much since you started. So let's talk about what you do now, but maybe give everybody a little history on kind of where you started and how you've grown into the role that you're in right now.
Well, I was hired on as administration support, basically, for Lisa and yourself and Kirk, and mostly doing the scheduling. Now, scheduling was for 8 or 9 clients at the time, so it wasn't that hectic of a day. And I picked up a few things along the way, learned how to publish episodes, edit episodes, schedule meetings, your basic administration stuff. And over the years, things have increased and just the job has evolved to include pretty much a little bit of everything that anybody does, I can do it.
So today, when you wake up in the morning and you know that you're working, what does your day look like?
Tea, and then emails. You need your caffeine to get through your day. So first thing is always I go to my email, see if there's anything urgent that needs to be done. Then it is straight into production. So anything that has been edited over my sleep time, which could be another continent's daytime, I am producing the transcript for that and assigning it out to the teams for whoever needs to do the post-production part of it. And then it's whatever takes me on the rest of the day. It could be editing. It could be client emails. It could be scheduling meetings. It could be publishing. Whatever it does, I do it.
You are absolutely like the jack of all trades, master of a lot, which we truly appreciate. But you've gone through this really huge professional transition. I'm not going to say growth, actually, at this point, but because we're going to talk about that, because that's one of the reasons why you like working here. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's being part of this team has allowed me to expand my horizons like I never envisioned myself to be doing so at this time in my life.
So that's one of the things that keeps you here. What else keeps you here for the past 4 years?
There's a number of different things. Like the flexibility, first of all, is really important. The growth in myself and in the team, the people that I work with are freaking awesome. I'm going to use one. They're freaking awesome. The ability to own my shit. Sorry, we may have to edit that out, but I may have to edit that out. It's an environment that I'm very comfortable in, which makes it exciting to come to work every day. You don't know what's going to happen. You're going to learn about personal experiences. You're going to learn about client triumphs. And it just makes the day just fantastic. So that's why I stay.
If you don't mind, I'd like to hone in just a little bit more on the personal growth, because as you know, that's very, very important to us, that you grow both personally and professionally as a member of our family. What does that look like for you?
I suffer from some mental disorders. I have a lot of depression and anxiety, and I've been gracefully given the permission to work on myself through the kindness and generosity of the executive team. I don't feel any guilt in doing that, and they support me in what I need. And that is something that I've never received in any other company. And it's worked, because I don't feel guilty about taking the time that I need to work on myself. And, you know, if it's mental health, if it's physical health, I mean, we do it all. Like, if you need to take an hour to go do yoga or meditate or grocery shop or walk the dog to clear your head, there's no fight back on it, which is fantastic.
Physical environment helps with, you know, mental state and all of that. What is on your desk when you look around? What are you surrounding yourself with?
I have at least, and I say this like bold, at least one Tim Hortons tea. I can't get through my day without it. It is my crutch. Water, lots of water. Your typical desk items, I have mechanical pencils everywhere within every aspect of my desk so that I can take notes quickly. I have my notebook, my planner, of course, my regular tools that I do my job with. And I have a little reminder on my desk that although I think I'm smart, there's always somebody smarter, and that is my brain from Pinky and the Brain.
So what's up with tea? Why are you such a tea person?
I have a British background, and yes, I drink it with milk.
Ew.
I know. I listened to one of the podcasts.
Sorry. I don't like that one. So it doesn't matter if it's hot or cold. That's what's in your cup sitting next to you pretty much all day.
All day long. And cold is quite common.
What is a digital tool that you use every day, and why do you use it?
I have my phone with me 24/7. I'm the type of person that believes that customer service and being available is top priority. The team will know that if there is an issue, and because we have a team that works across the world, somebody needs to be able to answer those questions for them during their time zone. So I have my phone with me bedside. It's on low, but if our editing team has a question or needs to know where a file is, I can find it for them easily from my phone. I have all my documents that are on my computer accessible on my phone. I don't have to get out of bed to do it, but I want to make sure that everybody knows that I'm there for them, and my phone is the way to do it.
We do cover a lot of time zones here.
We do.
All right. If you had a podcast, what would the podcast be about?
Well, first of all, I think I talk too much. So the podcast for me would be way too long. I know a lot of stuff about, or I know a little stuff about a lot of things rather. Basically, it would be a catch-all podcast. Like, you know, what keeps me sane? I also like the idea that Jennifer had in her team feature about the women above 40 and answering those questions, because I could probably put my advice in there too.
I totally think that we should start that podcast.
I think we should.
After Jennifer said that, I'm like, we have some really amazing women over 40 in our organization. I wonder if we could just throw them into a room and record it.
Give us a bottle of wine. We're in.
That'd be so much fun to listen to.
Yeah.
All right. But what are you listening to from a podcast perspective these days?
So because I deal with the clients all day and I do review some podcasts and that, when I'm on my personal time, it's something totally obscure. I like a lot of dark, murderous, mysterious things. Canadian stuff, Canadian content, mysteries. I used to, growing up when newspapers were a thing, we had the Toronto Sun, and Max Haynes was a columnist, and he was always doing old Canadian murders and solving crimes and stuff like that. So that kind of thing really interests me. One that I've just started recently listening to that I'm looking forward to their second episode, which is Lauren's new podcast, the We Don't Cook on Fridays. She's been talking about that for a while. And I listened to the first episode and I thought it was great. So, you know, maybe we could do like a series. She could do her 20 somethings and we could do our 40 somethings.
I think that's fantastic. And I listened to that one too. And it was wildly entertaining. I mean, those two have such a great...
Yeah. And the flow is just perfect. Like, I didn't want to turn it off. There are some podcasts that you're recommended and you tune in and it's like, I'm having a hard time staying focused. Lauren's was just amazing.
All right. Moving on from what you listen to, what TV shows and movies do you enjoy? What are some of the things that you either go back to or that you just find yourself really focused on?
If Green Acres comes on TV, I get sucked in, but that shows my age. I can sing the song as well. I can also do the Brady Bunch, but the ones I'm watching now are really along the same lines as my podcasts. Criminal Minds, that dark whodunit type thing. I'm one of those people that needs to solve mysteries before the first 5 minutes of a show. We don't have cable. We stream all our TV. So Netflix right now, huge fan of Snowpiercer. And I just finished watching Behind Her Eyes, which was really blew me away, if you haven't seen it. But yeah, that dark kind of something that makes me think. And if I want to fall asleep, I watch Nailed It, which is a cooking thing.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. But
you laugh too hard. I don't know if that would put me to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Part of one of the main reasons why you are one of the original six, and we plan on you being, you know, one of the original six for really the rest of your career, is your ability to stay organized. You have saved my keister more times than either of us could count. But how do you do it? How do you stay so organized?
I'm old school. I really like, I appreciate the technology that's available to us these days, but I'm old school. I like to write notes down. I time block. My memory, don't trust my memory. I write it down. I time block my calendar. I have lists. Task lists are huge, huge organizational tool for me. I get kind of, if my tasks aren't done by the end of the day, I get upset with myself, even if it's not my fault. But that kind of stuff, you know, old school writing notes down, lists, being involved also helps me keep organized as well, because there's always something that pops up that you want to be able to help with. So open communication is also a really good organizational tool.
What is one of the stories that you know from working behind the scenes so much with our clients that it's a client success story that just really resonates and excites with you?
When I started, when I started, when you start with a company, they ease you in, especially Lisa, she eased you in, you know, we're only going to give you a couple of things to do today. We want you to figure out, master it. And then I guess maybe about 3 weeks into being with the company, I met a client. She said, okay, we're going to do this. I need you to set this up. And there were two of them, Tim Scannell and Royal Stanley, both started within a few days of each other. And I was involved with, you know, the graphics, setting up all the initial onboarding calls, got to know their assistants really well. And just recently, both of them have published their 50th episode. I'm getting chills right now talking about it. It's a success. For me, that's, you've hit a milestone. Congratulations. And I was there to help you get that. Like, even in that tiny little way, everybody on the team helped push them to that. But I can take a little bit of ownership as well. And that, it blows my mind. It doesn't blow my mind because I know that they can do it, but it makes me feel warm and fuzzy that they did.
Speaking of warm and fuzzy, did you totally just tee me up for the next question here?
Because
that
was
really smooth. That was awesome.
That's me. I tee you up for everything.
Ah, you do. And I always appreciate, actually, I don't appreciate it. I don't tell you enough how much I appreciate it, but I really do appreciate it. All right.
I have to cut in here. I love the message that you sent yesterday. And this is how we work well together as a team. We need to set up a meeting about blah, blah, blah. Right back. That's already set up for Tuesday.
We already did. Next week. It's like,
yeah. I can read your mind sometimes.
Hey, you know what? It's terrifying as that is. I'm glad at least somebody can. So that's fantastic. In your day-to-day experiences here, what moments make your heart feel warm and fuzzy?
Anything involving the team, from executive to all the way to the new people that we have on board. We get a lot. It's hard to explain. This is not a normal working environment. And I don't mean that in like, we're not normal. I mean that in more of,
we're not normal.
Yeah, we're not normal. When somebody shares something with the team that isn't work related, that proves that we're more than just coworkers, right? That makes me warm and fuzzy. We have university students that are in vice or co-president roles in their education. That's fantastic. That's amazing. I'm so proud to work with these people. Proud. See, I threw the word proud in there. When one of us has somebody that has a baby and throws baby pictures up, or when you get a Skype message from somebody that says, you know, I just lost 10 pounds and everybody's there, or just a plain happy birthday, or, hey, you're doing a great job today. Those are the moments that is family. It's family, warm and fuzzy all over.
How do you encourage team collaboration? I mean, our team, since you were part of the original six, we're at what, 23 now or something?
Yeah, something like that.
So how do you help? Because you're a huge component in making sure that this team collaboration happens. How do you encourage that?
Be open. Be open to listen. Be open to feedback. Make yourself available. Know that. It's cliche. There's no I in team, and nobody here is I, which is fantastic. Everybody that has been part of the team Even those that aren't currently with us, all provided something to make us the team that we are. Supporting the team, knowing that the team is aware that you're there to support them, helps them support you. It's collaborative. You know, we're all here because we have special traits. We're all here because we do a great job at what we do. And supporting each other is the backbone of it. It really is. And that's very important to know that, hey, if I need a day off, somebody else can cover me and I don't have to worry about it. Or if I'm falling behind in a task, or if one of the SMAs is falling behind in a task, all they have to do is say, hey, I need help. And there is somebody there to help them. No questions asked, no judgments, just work together as a team. And I think having that environment and having everybody understand that we're there to support each other is the best way that we can behave.
Well, Robin, cheers to another 4 years.
Cheers to another 4 years.
Thanks for letting everybody get a chance to get to know you a little bit better.
Happy to do so, I think. Thanks. Thanks, Matt. It's been fun.